Today we are continuing our series, Firmly Rooted, Living from Identity in Christ. In week one, we talked about being firmly rooted in Christ and building our lives on a strong spiritual foundation. In week two, we talked about identity and learning to be secure in who God says we are. Well, today we move one step deeper. We're talking about belonging.
Many people live with a deep fear of abandonment. Some have experienced rejection from family, friends, or authority figures. Others carry quiet fears of being unwanted, unseen, or alone. Even believers can struggle with this, but Scripture gives us a powerful truth. In Christ, we are not abandoned. In Christ, we are adopted.
So before we go any further, we invite you to stay connected with us. If these teachings help you grow in your faith, please subscribe to this channel and join us each week. You can also turn on notifications so you don't miss future teachings. We're grateful to walk this journey of faith together.
Our scripture today comes from Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you receive does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs. Heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. These verses speak directly to fear, belonging, and identity.
Yeah. Paul begins by saying that believers are not led by fear, but by the Spirit of God. Now, fear tells us we are alone. Fear tells us we do not belong. Fear tells us we must protect ourselves. But God does not lead his children through fear. When fear controls our lives, it shapes our decisions. Mm-hmm. It affects how we trust God, how we relate to others, and how we see ourselves. Paul reminds us that God did not give us a spirit of slavery that leads back to fear. Instead, he gave us his spirit, who leads us as children.
Amen.
God does not treat us like servants who might be dismissed. He treats us like children who belong.
For many believers, fear does not look dramatic. It looks quiet. It sounds like thoughts such as, what if I disappoint God? Or what if I'm not doing enough? Or what if God becomes distant when I fail again? Some people live as if God is always watching closely, waiting for them to make a mistake. They believe God loves them, but they are never fully at ease in his presence. That kind of fear does not come from God. God does not lead his children with threats. He does not motivate obedience through anxiety. He leads us through love, patience, and relationship. The Spirit of God reminds us that we belong even when we struggle.
Amen. Think about the difference between a visitor and a family member. A visitor feels careful and uncertain. They wonder what is allowed. They hesitate to relax. Now, a family member feels free. They belong. They know they are welcome. God invites us to live as family, not visitors. Ask yourself this honestly. Where has fear shaped how I relate to God? Do I live as someone who belongs or as someone who feels uncertain and guarded? God invites us to trust his presence and his care.
Paul tells us that the Spirit we receive brought about our adoption. Adoption is not temporary. Adoption is intentional. Adoption is permanent.
Yes.
When God adopted us, he did not bring us into his family reluctantly. Mm-hmm. He brought us in with love and purpose. Adoption means that we are chosen. Mm-hmm. Adoption means we are wanted. And adoption means that we belong. This truth changes how we see ourselves. We are not trying to earn a place. We already have a place.
Amen. Now, many believers understand forgiveness, but still live as if they must earn belonging. They believe God forgives them, but they still feel the need to perform. They believe God accepts them, but they live carefully, as if one mistake could change his mind. This is the difference between living like a guest and living like a child. A guest worries about saying the wrong thing. A guest wonders if they are staying too long. A guest feels pressure to behave perfectly. A child belongs. A child knows where they stand. Mm-hmm. And a child rests in the relationship. God did not adopt us so we would live on probation. He adopted us so we could live in security.
Amen. And many people understand forgiveness, but struggle with belonging. They believe God forgives them, but they still feel distant. They believe God accepts them, but they still feel unsure. Adoption reminds us that forgiveness brings us into relationship, not distance. God does not forgive us and leave us outside.
Yeah.
He forgives us and welcomes us home.
Mm-hmm.
Take a moment and reflect. Do I live as someone who knows they belong to God's family? Or do I still live with fear of being rejected?
Mm.
Ask God to help this truth move from your mind into your heart.
Mm.
We would love to hear from you.
Yes.
If you feel comfortable, share in the comments what helps you remember that you belong to God's family. Your response may encourage someone else who is walking through fear or uncertainty.
Amen. Paul continues by saying that if we are children, then we are heirs.
Mm-hmm.
This means we're not only accepted, we are included in God's promises. Belonging gives us confidence. Belonging gives us hope. Belonging gives us strength to endure difficult seasons.
Amen.
Life will still bring hardship,
mm-hmm.
and faith does not remove challenges. But belonging reminds us that we never face hardship alone.
That's right.
God walks with us as a loving father.
Mm-hmm.
He carries us when we are weak, and he remains faithful in every season.
Amen. For some people, this truth is difficult to trust. If you have experienced abandonment, rejection, or even a broken relationship, the idea of belonging may feel uncertain.
Yeah.
Your past may tell you that people leave, love fades, and security does not last. God understands that struggle.
Mm-hmm.
He does not ask you to believe this truth instantly. He invites you to learn it slowly.
Yes.
He proves his faithfulness over time.
Amen.
Even when your feelings waver, God's commitment does not.
Mm.
Even when fear whispers lies, God's love remains steady. Belonging in Christ is not fragile. It is anchored in God's promise.
Mm. So slow down and listen to these words. You are not abandoned. You are not forgotten. And you are not unseen.
Mm.
You are a child of God.
Amen.
Let that truth settle deeply into your heart.
Mm. Yes. When we understand adoption, fear loses its power.
Mm.
We stop living as outsiders. We stop living as strangers. We live as children who belong.
Yeah.
In Christ, we are adopted, not abandoned. Mm. This truth shapes how we trust God, how we face hardship, and how we walk each day. If this teaching has encouraged you, please consider sharing it with someone who may feel alone or mm-hmm. forgotten. God often uses simple acts of sharing to remind people that they are seen, loved, and valued. Together, we are helping people around the world discover belonging in Christ. Mm,
amen. Amen. So this week, we encourage you to read Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 17, each and every day. Thank God for adopting you into his family. And then pray and ask God to replace fear with confidence and trust. Next week, we'll conclude this series by talking about abiding in Christ and learning how staying connected to him produces spiritual fruit in our lives. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
We're glad you joined us today. If God used this message to encourage you, we invite you to continue with another video on your screen and share it with someone else who may be walking a similar journey.